doing whatever.
Click, click, click. Well, I guess the question is, which set of snowmen do we follow?
Here we go. You know, they asked me this in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure.
Ethics class.
They asked this on the SATs for me, too. Which snowmen do you follow? I found it a very vague question at the time. Of course, now it's making sense. Hello.
All right. I'm trying to remember. It was there was a derivative formula you used.
It's like
you
a just square root.
Plugged in some numbers, and you got the answer. Oh, damn.
But you need to know the quantity of evil for that equation, which I can
as it approaches zeta. Correct?
Yeah, that's true, because I can never really remember.
Isn't it like Almagro's number?
I think so.
12 times 10 to 0.654.
I never knew how many zeros to put on there.
Oh, Mark, you're smart. I'm not smart, and you're smart.
I don't remember the equation either, man.
You've got a college degree, Mark.
Yeah, I got a college degree in English.
So did I.
They don't make you do math.
No,
see, I'm just rhetoric, so.
Oh, man.
I thought the last day of school, of your last semester of your senior year, they taught you this kind of thing.
No,
I thought they were saving all the good stuff for the very
My last 3 years of classes, I didn't go to any of them.
He's not kidding.
No.
Well. All right, let's just do this from maybe an aesthetic point of view.
Okay.
I mean, it works for all those frat boys.
Sure.
You know, they go purely on aesthetics.
I really like the use of real limbs, despite the fact that there's two red arms.
Okay. Having been in solitary confinement for the last 7 days, I really like the holy light, because it's bright, and the darkness was really bugging me.
I'm going to say I'm torn. I like snow, one way or the other. Blood or light, you know, I don't care. It's snow, and snow.
That's true, but see, I like being warm. So that would kind of make hell a more inviting option at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Let's just make our own little middle-of-the-road snowmen and follow them.
We'll actually make it right in the middle of the road.
Yeah, we'll just right there in the middle of the road.
Okay.
Sweet.
Okay, cool. Okay, snowmen. Start putting it together. I'm going to find something to write message on my messages in a snowman.
Fingers tingling.
Okay, I was.
They don't allow me water in solitary confinement, so I don't have anything to pass.
It's very cold.
Cold.
Oh, okay. I'll just write with Juarez's head. He's got all that. Okay. It's being strangely docile at the moment.
Oh, that's because I looted him up earlier.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
When he wakes up, he's going to be very excited to be on the outside.
Okay. All right. Trying to come up with a good middle of the road position here. Don't kill people, but perhaps abuse them to the point where they wish that they did not wake up that day. I mean, that's a nice compromise between
that's
the two
very good.
Nobody
that's
winds up dead,
too,
but you know, the
cursive
whole
and everything, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
sweet.
We need to make these like totems for us. So we got to kind of make them look. You know, like us,
right?
So I don't know, in a symbolic manner.
Mark, righty or lefty?
Oh, ambidextrous, actually.
All right, grab both his arms.
Ow! Thunk. Doesn't mean you take both of them.
Sweet. Okay, so we got the arms covered, I guess.
Hey, we could use Lawrence's head. We could just take it right off. I mean, we can always put it back on when the snow melts.
He always like the snow.
Now, who does the decapitated head of the Redding Corpse of Lawrence Welk resemble?
I think we should definitely make him his own little... I mean, there's just a pile of snow here. Kind of looks vaguely like his body. It's just kind of lumpy.
Well, he's obviously sided with the Holy Light Angels. He's not killing or abusing anyone.
I think it looks most like Troopia.
Yeah. Well, sure. It's all in the jaw and the cheekbones.
Okay.
So, okay.
Sweet, I'm covered.
Guess that leaves me, huh?
Yeah.
Any 16-year-old girls around we could just jam into the snowman?
I don't see any.
I don't know, guys. I'm kind of lost here. I'm a pretty bland individual.
Well, maybe if... Hey! Hey, you kids!
Yeah, what?
Yeah, stop your little snowball fight. Come over here.
All right. What do you want?
See, what I'm thinking is we can kind of take these two kids and make them, like, offshoots, kind of like... lurching out of Lawrence's spine, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like huge wings, but they will also represent you, therefore squishing all three of us into one snowman, saving us some trouble.
Good idea.
Okay.
What do you want, mister?
Oh, I got the coolest snowball in the whole block.
Wow, really? Yeah. Will it make me see Jesus?
It will. Both of you close your eyes.
Oh, okay. This is like when my uncle took me to his special cabin.
Hand me that brick.
All right, here.
Packing in some snow first.
I'm sorry.
Jackass.
Jackass, what am I supposed to read your mind? Tell me to hand you a brick. If you want it covered in snow, say, hand me that snow-encased brick.
All right, on the count of three, kids, open your eyes and say, "Wee, we love snowball fights." One, two, three.
Wee, wait, what? Ow!
Sweet, both with one brick. Very nice.
Meanwhile, in the other part of the yard... So, Snoopy, how much would a couple of black market new arms cost?
Rough.
Okay, that's a little more than...
Don't mess with Snoopy, man! Rough. He's a bad beagle, man! Rough. You know what? That Charles Schultz, he didn't know what he had, man! He did not know what he had! Rough. Now I got the baddest beagle this side of Fred Bassett hanging out on my... This man, this beagle, this thing, Ruff. This dog, Ruff. Snoop is the man.
I ain't messing. I'm paying all the proper respects. Snoop. How much is a couple of...
Rough. Rough.
Rough. Rough him up?
Rough, rough.
Snoop said, yo, I gotta rough you up.
Rough.
Okay, well then, maybe bow. I'll just run away.
Bow.
And yell.
Bow?
Bow.
Snoop's telling me I gotta bow to you.
Bark.
Bark. Bark. I appreciate that.
Bark.
What you saying, Snoop?
Rough bark, bow. Rough bark, bow.
All right, screw this. I'm going to Todd Bridges.
Rough bark, bow.
20 feet later. So, Todd Bridges, what do I got to do?
Yo, man, you a cop?
No.
You sure you're not a cop? I'm going to pat you down. Turn around.
Will you at least listen to what I'm trying to...
Shut your mouth! I'm talking out here. Stay in the bedroom.
Turn around. Let me pat you down.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, let me get up in there. What you got in there, huh?
Oh, stop it.
What you got in there? He's just a
what you got in there, Willis?
Yeah, shut your mouth. Check on my oatmeal.
Thankfully, they did not find Mark's 17 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that he saves in that compartment for solitary confinement.
These are nice pants, man. Where'd you get these, Target?
All right, you're clean. Now, what you want?
Looking for a couple of black market arms.
You call me black? What, you call me black now?
I would...
Are you calling me black?
Never mind.
Forget it. I'm going to get...
What? What you are?
Never mind.
That's what I thought.
Get those pants.
Give me your pants.
Forget it. I'm going to Danny Bonaducci. 15 feet later. Danny Bonaducci.
What?
What do I got to do to get a couple of black market arms?
How the hell should I know? Here, one day I got a hit radio show, and I'm back in here from doing crystal meth.
Bonaducci!
What?
Come back to the bedroom!
Shut up!
Come back to the bedroom, Bonaducci!
It's not fun. They call me Bonaducci. You're not funny, Sheila! Black market.
I'm sorry.
Black market arms is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Talking like an AK-47? What are you talking about?
No, it's in a right and a left.
Damn!
Well,
I had not noticed that you had no arms.
I try to forget
bloody
sometimes.
Stumps.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on a minute. I got an idea. Sheila!
Yeah?
Come to Bonaducci.
All
right. Come here, Sheila.
Scamper, scamper, scamper.
Look, over there, it's that other guy from the Parsons family.
Hey, David Cassidy.
Here you go.
That stings.
Shut up. Go wait in the bedroom for Bonaducci.
Okay.
Get yourself all dolled up.
I don't appreciate this.
Shut up.
All right, thanks. I'll slip you an extra fruit cup at the next mess hall.
Want me to put those on for you? Because you're going to find it kind of hard to put your arms on without arms.
You wouldn't believe the things I can do. All right.
Meanwhile, back at the snowman.
Yeah, they're working. I think the kids are starting to go numb.
Yeah, they're complaining a lot. Their legs aren't flailing
right,
as much as they
were. They're screaming a lot less, which is good.
So, we just follow this one and...
Yeah, I think we're good now, I think.
Why don't we go back inside?
All right.
It's getting kind of chilly.
Oh, yeah. Before we go, I'm going to make a stop over at Bill Keene's house, and because I'm just dying to find out what the next Family Circus is. Because right. After Sundays, I just can't wait till tomorrow, you know?
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that we decided to just leave that snowman in the middle of the road right there, you know, just... Oh, is that a truck?
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Just now. Destroyed our middle of the road snowman. I wonder if that's metaphoric or symbolic.
Talking about a moral quandary.
Saying that if you don't take... You know, a position, a stand on something that.
Well,
you'll be destroyed.
There's one thing I've learned growing up, it's that Bill Keene always has the answers. Hello. Hello. Hi, I'm Mr. Keene. We're huge fans of yours, and we just kind of wanted to. Ask your advice, Mr. Keene. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Sure thing. What would you like to know?
Well, we had a moral quandary because we saw some snowmen out in front of a house down the street that said, kill your parents and the first person you see today.
Mm-hmm.
And then we always follow snowmen because that's what we learned to do as young people.
Well, that's great, kids.
Follow them dogmatically like, you know, blind sheep. And then we turned across the street and we saw some more snowmen and bathed in holy light saying, don't kill your parents or the first person.
Mr. Keene, what my friend here is trying to say...
I'm sorry, I'm just
nervous.
I mean,
he's awed by your presence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just nervous.
But if you could just draw us a little dotted line...
Yeah.
...to show us where to go. You know, like those wonderful Sunday funnies you do where little Billy... It shows the little dotted line everywhere Billy's been and all the little destruction he's rained and the heartwarming goodness that comes out of it.
And then for some reason he always makes it back to class... And you follow him the line, and you don't think he's going to get back to class?
Yeah.
Because he went outside?
And because he ran through a nuclear firestorm?
Right.
And
he talked to the bus driver, but he made it back.
All right, kids. Let me tell you a story. As you may or may not know, Family Circus, based on true life. Completely true. Everything happens. Well.
So does your son leave a little dotted line everywhere he runs?
You're going to have to stop interrupting me, son.
Sorry. Mr.
Keene. You're outside of the world of Family Circus. Pain can happen to you. All right. So, one Sunday, Grandma's over visiting the family. Hi, Grandma. How you doing? Grandma's sitting on the couch. Mom's in the kitchen. She's cooking dinner. Dad's in the shop putting together a birdhouse. Why the birds can't live in the trees, I don't know. He's Dad, you know? I don't question it. He's magic. He's money. All right. So, Dad's in the bird shop. And Mom's in the kitchen, so the kids are unattended with Grandma. Now, Billy's the troublemaker of the lot. You got your PJ, but you got to keep him, you know, kind of keep him quiet, you know, because he's a baby. You got to keep that whole baby appeal going on with him. But Billy just wants to make Grandma happy. So what Billy does is Billy takes Grandma down to the basement, see, and Billy puts Grandma in the washing machine and starts her going. And Grandma's yucking up a storm, but Dad's hammering away in the wood shop. You know, he can't hear anything. Mom's upstairs hammering away on the cooking sherry, and she can't hear a thing. And the other kids think it's a great idea because Billy told them to do it. So, they get Grandma out. Grandma's not doing so well. Grandma's kind of queasy. You know, it's a small washing machine. She's been going round and round and round. And eventually, Mom comes stumbling out the kitchen. Dad's done with the bird shop. And they want to know, why'd you do that to Grandma, Billy? And Billy said, well, you know, Grandma had all those wrinkles. And I just wanted to, you know, iron out the wrinkles.
Oh, and he fit all that into one tiny circle.
One circle. That's my lesson for you. One circle, kids. That's all you need. One circle.
Thanks, Mr. Keene.
No problem.
That man is...
Brilliance personified.
Bat crap crazy was what I was thinking.
Well, sometimes the two mix and you don't even know it.
Ape dung crazy.
But maybe there's a nugget of truth inside Mr. Keene's...
Freaking crazy.
Crazy ramblings. One circle is all we need.
He's just a gin-addled old man. Yeah, what?
Guys?
Plenty of arms.
Yeah, I had
They're kind of small.
Shapely
woman-like.
Fingers. And
yeah, I had to deal with
perfectly
the Bonaduce for them. What? Why are my old arms now impaled through Ivan Boesky, SNL traitor?
You know.
I don't
know. I thought they were going to be in a snowman. I thought it was a worthy sacrifice, you know, compromise.
We started yelling insults at our snowman, saying that we were stupid for putting it in the middle of the road.
Well, where's the snowman?
I got hit by a truck.
Yeah, so then we went and talked to Bill Keen.
Who told us one circle.
So that's our advice.
One circle?
He's crazy. He smelled like a brewery. The man had been drinking since...
He smelled like children.
You've been drinking That's since gross. March 1972.
You smelled like naughty children.
All right, well, I'm getting my old arms back. Will you mind giving me a, no pun intended whatsoever, I feel terrible about saying this, but would you mind giving me a hand with this?
Oh! Comic genius at its highest!
Looks like Mark wants to give him a little hand job. That's what it looks like. A little job with his hands. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Will you just give me a hand with this, all right? Please, give me aid with this.
Okay.
Farewell to arms.
That's funny.
If there was a clearly defined moral to the compromised snowman getting plowed over by a truck, and... you know, this bit has continued for a while after the moral. What is this space defined as? Space after moral, you know? Is there an extra moral to what's happened after the moral, or...?
This is your 40% more moral. With the bigger, special size for a limited time only.
Three scoops of moral.
So, what's... Is that old
this is
moral
kind of generic,
just bigger?
No, it's just generic moral.
So we should just love each other?
Yeah.
All right.
Only in the way that God intended.
Let's hold hands, guys. Kind of forming a circle.
Okay.
One circle. Maybe that old Codger Keen wasn't as gin-addled as I thought he was.
No, he was.
They did smell like children.
No, we just look very odd.
I want to go back to the cell.
I want a drink.
I'm on my way back to solitary confinement, but I'm keeping these extra arms so I can have really cool arm wrestling matches by the 21st day of solitary confinement when I'm sinking into madness. It's going to be a good time.
Well, all right. We'll keep the home fires burning.
Let's get back to jail.